Womb Journey Meditation. You can either sit or lie down for this meditation, as long as you are super comfy and won't be disturbed for 20 minutes or so. If you do not have a womb, ovaries, or other organs, the energy of those organs will still be present in your body and available for you to use. Your womb space, or womb, lies deep in the body, just above the centre of the pubic bone, with the ovaries on either side and a little behind it. But don't worry about the exact anatomy. This is an energetic exercise in exploring and building a relationship. Let your eyes softly close, or you can lower your gaze if you prefer. Make yourself comfortable by dropping your shoulders and releasing any tension in your jaw. If it feels nice, place your hands over your lower abdomen. Turning your attention inward, extend your next out-breath. And imagine that you are breathing all the way down to your toes. As you breathe in again, breathe up your body from your toes up to the top of your head. Breathing down to your toes. Breathing in up to the top of your head. Imagine or visualize how your breath creates a wave of relaxation that washes through you, releasing tension, softening your body. After a few more waves of relaxation in your own rhythm, settle your attention into the area of your pelvic bowl. Bring your awareness to the pubic bone at the front and centre of your pelvis. Imagine that you could shrink yourself down and place your awareness inside your pelvis so that you can walk the perimeter and explore your pelvic landscape from the inside. Starting from the pubic bone, walk slowly clockwise towards your right hip. Notice how strong and solid the bones are. If you like, you can imagine yourself stroking the bones as you go along. Admire your inner architecture, like walking around a historic place of worship. Notice the scars of your history and also your buoyancy and resilience. Continue your walk to the back of the pelvis where it meets the spine. Lean your hand up against the joints that contain you so strongly while still allowing some flex. Continuing to your left hip, admiring the strength that the pelvic bowl provides you. Slowly and with reverence, continue your walk to the front of the pelvis where we started. Notice the grounding your pelvis provides. Now turn to face the features inside your pelvis. In the center, your womb. Or if you don't have a womb, the energy center is still there as the center of your creativity, giving you the magical ability to be born again, renewed every new moon. See your womb space full of light. If this space could speak, What might she say? If it feels right, listen to its message, however it arises, and respond with love, if you can. If nothing arises, imagine giving her a hug. Now come to your left fallopian tube and ovary, deep inside the body, centered above the hip bone, holding the feminine archetype for receiving, nurturing, gestating. See, feel, or imagine it full of sparkling light. Now move to your right fallopian tube and ovary, holding the masculine archetype for manifesting in the world, for roles, for owning our creative capacity. Once again, imagine this right ovary full of light. Breathe love into both ovaries and fallopian tubes, noticing any images, feelings, or sensations that arise. Below your womb space, there's the cervix, a magical portal to your vagina. Send her some love, imagining her as a strong, responsive gateway. Below the cervix is the vagina, which has the capacity to receive and also protect you, another magical portal all to herself. Breathe into your vagina to support your capacity to root into the earth and stand steady in yourself. Then there's your vulva, beautifully unique and perfect just as you are. Hidden within one of our greatest gifts, the clitoris, with thousands of nerve endings extending deep into the body. Give your attention and love to these magical places and ask them, what do you need to heal? And see what arises. If nothing comes, that's fine too. Being open and asking the question is often more than enough. Breathe the warm light of deep gratitude into your pelvic bowl, thanking it for the gifts that it brings. It's time to draw the meditation to a close, so share any last words before you go. Now let your pelvic bowl fill again with warm light, to wash away what you no longer need and restore your center. Take all the time you need to let this light wash you and release anything you no longer need. Even if you don't quite know what that is, having the intention is enough. It's time to make the return journey to everyday reality. Bring your awareness back to your breath once again. And as you breathe down to your toes, push your feet into the floor or give your toes a wiggle. As you breathe in, breathe up to the top of your head. Start to move your face, neck, and shoulders in a way that feels good. Let your body move as you stretch your way back into the here and now, softly opening your eyes, find a gesture to show yourself that this process is now closed. After the meditation, take a moment to write draw or consider your experience. Were you surprised by what you found? By what was particularly alive or absent? Is there anything you need to do to anchor what you have learned in your everyday life?